But the prisoners train these puppies to then be service dogs to help our soldiers in Iraq who come back with traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress, and then send them to the veterans from Iraq. Some of these inmates had never known love or responsibility. They'd never taken care of anybody, nor knew what it felt like to have somebody love you back when you take care of them. But one of the things they teach the dogs is how to kiss the soldier's face. A lot of the soldiers come back with post-traumatic stress and have terrible experiences. And if the soldier is starting to go to a bad place in his mind, the dogs lick and kiss the soldier's face to bring him back to reality. So this means that the prisoners themselves also had to get the kisses from the puppies they were training. It's clear the kisses were also bringing the prisoners back from a hard, cold place. And to see these criminals who had never, many of them, experienced love themselves, cry on camera in front of each other, cry in redemption, their voices quivering as they talk about the chance to do something good, to do something kind and unselfish by helping the wounded soldiers in Iraq and teaching the dogs, was so moving.